I recently joined a group of arts leaders at the Nine Network to discuss how organizations in Grand Center could collaborate more effectively. As part of the meeting, they asked us to name some ways collaborations have created value in the community. This question took me back to my first day of business school at Washington University, when we talked about the concept of value, how the benefits an organization produces are greater than the costs to the organization. One metric commonly used to measure value creation is money. It costs me $5 to make a widget, and I turn around and sell it for $7. But as I sat there, I realized that one would need metrics other than money to judge the value created by the arts. The benefits to the community and the value they create are not easily measured, especially when thinking about collaborations between arts groups. Last year, I was fortunate to work with my good friend Timothy O'Leary at Opera Theater of St. Louis in the creation of a new opera in jazz called Champion, composed by the great jazz musician Terrence Blanchard. The collaboration between Opera Theater of St. Louis and Jazz St. Louis produced a work that neither one of us would have been able to create on our own, and I'm happy to tell you, it was a great success. It is easy to measure the value of that collaboration in some tangible ways, like the number of tourists who came to St. Louis and the economic impact of the creation and production of the opera. But it's a little more difficult to measure the value that the positive reviews and news coverage from writers around the world will have on the St. Louis region. By working together, we showed the world that great innovative art can come from the Midwest. However, the greatest value is the change that takes place inside the audience as it experiences the art, and it is clear that collaboration between arts organizations is enhancing that value. As an example, Circus Floor's inspired pairing with the World Chess Hall of Fame and the Chess Club and Scholastic Center of St. Louis this season gave us The Pawn, one of the best performances I have ever seen from St. Louis's circus. The Saturday that I saw the performance was at the end of a particularly hard week at Jazz St. Louis, but for a couple hours, my whole family was transported to the Pawn's world, and I was shielded from the cares of mine. How does one measure the mental health benefit of someone with an email iPhone addiction being so enthralled with a performance that they finally leave the phone off for a couple hours? Similarly, how does one measure the inspiration to young minds that are open to new worlds, new possibilities, and new ways to see their world? The transformative power of the arts that affects those who experience its power and beauty is the true value of the arts. By working together to create great art, we have the ability to transcend our time and space. I truly believe that 100 years from now, some young person will experience a performance of Terrence Blanchard's Champion and be moved to tears, just as many at its premiere were. Their life will be changed because of the story of a man they never knew was beautifully told at a time long before their existence. That person will find something in the music that will change their life for the better. And it will happen because two different organizations decided that they were better together than apart. It is almost impossible to measure the value of that. But because we have all had our lives transformed by the arts, we all know how real that value is. I'm Gene Dobbs Bradford.